Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Welcome to Long-Term Care podcast. I am your host, Bilqis Ali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care, and the author of Welcome to Long-Term Care books 1 and 2, as well as the creator of the Welcome to Long-Term Care Companion Planner. And today I am talking about the transition from the unit manager or assistant director of nursing to the role of the actual DLN. And this topic is important because when you have a unit manager or a new ADON transitioning into the role of the DLN, a lot of times they feel like they have all the answers until they get into that actual position. And then they are stuck, right? They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. And they haven't developed a networking system yet. So that is very important when you are in that transition and role. As the unit manager, you know, you're responsible for your unit. Okay. And I want to stress this. So if you are a unit manager, right, and you aspire to be a DLN, work closely with your DLN, okay? You want to know as much information as possible. And if you are the DLN, and you know, whether your unit managers aspire to be a DLN or not, it is very important that they know your role. It is very important that they have the ability to step up in your role in the event that something were to happen, okay? Emergencies happen, you know, family, we have family and everything, you know, like that. So you want to make sure that your unit managers, as well as your assistant director of nursing, can fulfill your shoes. Now, they might not be able to do everything that you do, but they need to have a clear vision on what exactly it means to be a director of nursing. And the only way for them to understand that is by you working with them, by you investing in them. And I just cannot stress that enough. So many of unit managers are not getting that experience. They have no idea what the DLN does. And that is because we're not working closely with them. Now, suppose you have a unit manager, and they just aren't functioning as a unit manager. What is it that you can do for them? Do you merely just say, you know what, this isn't working out, and, you know, we might have to just, you know, we need to let you go? Or do you invest in them? You know, are you meeting with them? Are you finding out, hey, what is your 5-year plan? What do you see yourself in 5 years? If you could, you know, choose one thing to focus on, what would it be? Okay, so suppose they don't have all of the qualities of a unit manager, but you can find something in them that they do very well. They're not the unit manager, but they do excellent in infection prevention and control, or they do excellent in wound care management. So rather than letting them go, you know, have them take on other topics, other areas that they do very well in. And if they are the unit manager and they aren't meeting up to the unit manager level, then as always, let's take it back to basics. Let's identify the root cause and find out why aren't they functioning at a unit manager level. This is important because in order for you as a DLN to be successful in your role, your managers must be successful in their roles. You can't be the DON that literally does everything. What happens when you are the DON that is doing everything? When you aren't there, your systems will fail. There will be no follow through because you are not there. You want your facility to function as if you are in the building at all times. Okay, now, again, they might not get everything that you do, but they will get a portion of it.
Okay, they need to be able to recognize areas that need to be addressed immediately. They need to know the five rights of delegation. They need to know, abuse. They need to know effective communication. They need to know how to follow through. They need to know how to root cause, identify the root cause. These are areas that as a unit manager, your unit managers need to have these qualities. And again, if they don't, you ask the leader, how can you get them to the next level? How can you get them to the next level so that then you can get your facility to the next level? All right. That is why I really wanted to talk about the transitioning from the role of unit manager or assistant director of nursing into the actual role of DLN. So I challenge the DLNs to, if you are micromanaging, try to ease up a little. Try to fall back a little. Not try to, but do. Fall back a little. Okay? Give your managers and your assistant director of nursing full autonomy of their role. Meaning your unit managers, they're responsible for the incidents and accidents. They're responsible for discharges, admissions, and care conferences and report and infections. Let them be responsible for that, especially if they aspire to be a DLN. The piece that is missing is that we have unit managers or assistant directors of nursing, and then when they transition into the role of DLN, they are stuck. They are overwhelmed because they aren't getting the proper guidance in that position that they are in as a unit manager. Okay, so work together to build them so that then you can get to where you need to be and your facility can get to where it needs to be. You can have and start improving those outcomes. Okay, and this isn't just for unit managers. This is for supervisors. This is for charge nurses. How well-grounded is your entire team? Is your entire team functioning at the level that they should be at? For example, your LPNs who are on the cart, are they functioning as the charge nurse on the cart who's then responsible for that shift when they are there? Meaning they are responsible for the CNAs. They're responsible for making sure the POC documentation is complete. They're responsible for, UDAs. How well are they even functioning in their role? Okay, and this is how you can see now how when I'm always talking about nursing homes, it encompasses everybody. Everybody has to play their role in order to get the facility to the next level. The times of people just coming in, clocking in, and leaving without having their jobs completed, it can't continue to go on like that. Okay, that's how we have a major transition in. A major issue with our DONs being kept in facilities because they are getting burnt out because they're doing all the work. Unit managers been on the cart. Your DONs are constantly on the cart because of staffing. And I know I put out about a week or so ago saying the days of the DONs working 80 hours and getting paid for 40 or constantly on a med cart. When you aren't in that position, when you can't do your job, then your job doesn't get done because nobody else can do your job. And that's why you have to grow your managers. That's why you have to grow your supervisors, your charge nurses, your assistant director of nurses. Everybody has to know their role and play up a role. So your unit managers, like I was saying, your unit managers, they need to know what you're doing because in the event that anything was to happen to you or your ADLN, they need to be able to fulfill that. Okay, so we want to set them up for success rather than setting them up for failure. Okay, so the transition role from unit manager to whether it be an ADON or the DLN role is very important. Work with your unit managers to build them. I once had a consultant and she would always say, Bilkis, you need 5-star managers. You need 5-star managers. Okay, well, I made them 5-star managers. All right, because we all have different, we all bring something different to the team. Okay, as a DON, you don't have all the answers and you don't want to have all the answers because that means the people around you aren't helping you at all if you're the only one to have all the answers. You want to be the resource, but you want to have people on your team that add value, not people who are there just to say, hey, this person is here, they showed up. No, we need people on your team who can improve outcomes. We need people who can step up when you are not in the building. Okay, so as DONs, work with the unit managers and help them in the transitioning phase. If you are micromanaging, take a step back and give them autonomy of their unit. If you feel like you cannot lay your hand off of that unit manager, then you need to meet with that unit manager and identify why it is that they can't fulfill the needs for this position. Okay? Why is it that they can't fulfill the need for the position? Maybe they just didn't have a good orientation. Maybe they was put into a position and they just weren't ready. Maybe this is something that they just don't want to do. Okay? But identify that root cause and then make your decision to say, you know what? This isn't working. However, I have noticed that you do very well in another area. Okay? We don't want to just lose them. We want them to excel no matter, you know, what they're doing, but we need them to, we need your unit managers to function as unit managers so that you aren't doing all of the work. Your unit managers and your assistant director of nursing, that's your support team. Okay? How well you do in your role consists of, depends on how well they function in their role. Okay? So that is what I wanted to discuss today, guys. Again, my name is Bilkis Ali. I'm an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration in Long-Term Care. And I am so grateful that you tuned in. As always, visit my website, book me. You can book me to come to your facility. You can book and enroll in my survey prep course or one-on-one coaching. Don't forget about the Welcome to Long-Term Care Planners as well for the both the DON and NHAs. All right. I hope you have a wonderful day. And don't forget to visit my YouTube channel and subscribe so you can always get the videos that I put out. Okay. Have a wonderful day and I'll talk to you next week.